This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Next time you're waiting in the security line at the airport, you might think about how much it all costs. Until 2001, commercial airlines were responsible for security screening, but that all changed after September 11, 2001. Congress created the Transportation Security Administration and ordered it to take responsibility for all airport screening at the airline's expense. The law also provided the fees charged to the airlines could not exceed the amount they paid for screening in the year 2000. Southwest Airlines and 19 other carriers sued the TSA, challenging the 2000 cost figures. A TSA consultant said the cost of screening 865 million passengers was $448 million, but an airline consultant said the cost was $305 million for 1.6 billion passengers. The court decided to go with the TSA, finding its consultant's report more detailed. By the way, in case you're wondering where the airlines get the money to pay the TSA, well, you know the answer to that one. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.